Hello, good
Hello.
evening.
Yeah.
My name is Tony Collin from New York Opinion Research. Okay, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Would you have a few minutes, sir?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, sir, and just to begin with, make sure we're talking to the right person. Is your zip code 14615?
No.
Okay, and what is your zip code then?
14618.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So now, are you registered to vote in New York, or like many people are not registered?
No, I'm registered.
Okay. All right. So then, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Well, there's only two genders. I would think I'm a male.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for this survey, and what is the year of your birth?
1960.
Okay.
What is the name of the polling organization you work for?
It's called Metropolitan Research, sir. It's a private company.
Are you working candidate, or?
They do not give us that information. That way we don't interfere with your decision, you know. Most of the surveys are, you know, unbiased. You know, they go either Republican or independent or Democrat.
Right. Okay, go ahead. Proceed.
All right, sir. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and then what is your race?
White.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Law degree.
So be professional, right, like a...
Yes.
Okay, professional degree. All right, sir, and then for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election, for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Okay, Donald Trump, all right. Okay, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on this upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain we'll probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or we'll probably not vote? Or we'll definitely not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where zero means
10.
That you are not all motivated,
10.
And 10 means
10.
10. All right, thank you. Okay, sir, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where, you know, 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Oh, probably about a 6.
6, okay. All right, sir, now please rate me how much do you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Would you say strongly agree with that, somewhat agrees, neither agree or disagree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right, sir, regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? Okay, for each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Okay, the first one say election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate. Okay, would you say matters a lot, matters somewhat,
matters
or
a
does
lot.
Not matter, matters a lot. Okay, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Protecting gender equality.
Does not matter at all.
Does not matter at all. Okay, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
What are the choices again?
Matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Does not matter much.
Does not matter much. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say elections for Congress, House of Representatives, and Senate, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If, you know, if it's convenient, I will vote or I doubt.
First one.
Okay, nothing will stop you. Okay, what about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris?
Nothing will stop me.
Protecting gender equality.
That's not an issue that I am much concerned
about. Would that be, I doubt I will vote or no chance I will vote? Or
well,